for Geelong Marine World. Powered by Suzuki Marine. The post-game interview.
Yes, Jace got the skipper of the Cats in Matty Spence with us. Matty, it's been a long time since the last win. I think you missed the last one. That might have been the week after you had your little incident out at Leopold. So I think round two, 2021 for you for a victory. How sweet is it for the boys?
Yeah, absolutely. It's very sweet. Considering the circumstances as well, I was just really proud of the way the boys fought it out. You know, three goals down into that last quarter, and yeah, I just reckon that's real growth within our side, and yeah, just couldn't be prouder.
I mentioned to Rock just then about Dan Weagle and maybe the report going back to Shane O'Brien at the Cats is he went no good and probably needs a bit more time in the GFL. I'm guessing you'd agree with that.
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah, it'd be nice to have Weagle for a few more weeks. But look, it's fantastic to see him getting a gig at the VFL. I think he's deserved it, and you know, he's a class player, and we're lucky to have him here. And yeah, as long as he... Well, you know, every opportunity that we get to have him, obviously we're going to take that every time, so, yeah.
What have you learnt from Dan Weagle being at the VFL in terms of, have you been able to pass any knowledge onto you and to the back group over the last month or so?
I think it's basically, he said this morning, look, the way we're going to win today is just getting back to basics, like just be clean, that sort of thing. Like, obviously VFL is a lot cleaner than GFL, like it's another step up, and I think it's just the basic skill stuff is what he emphasises on, and yeah, he's absolutely dead right, so yeah.
Kirsch?
Spencey, congratulations, mate. Terrific win.
Thanks, mate.
I thought your back six was really good today. I thought you structured up really well behind the ball, and I don't think, obviously, Weegs makes a massive difference in that, because it looks like you've got a pretty much set system down there, and I thought he's worked as a really good defensive unit today.
Yeah. Oh, I think, yeah, you're spot on. I think... I think all back six, like we've got enormous trust in each other. We all know the system. You know, when other sides get a run on, we seem to, you know, go in our shell a little bit at times, but we've just got to get out of that and learn to play our way. Having Dan Weagle there, having him there or not is, yeah, we don't change anything. We just keep going the way we want to go.
On a day like today, with your kick-ins, obviously you look to go a bit shorter into the breeze, and then when you've got the breeze, you look to go a bit longer. Was that sort of a set plan for the day, or was it just sort of the way it planned out to be?
What was that?
Oh, sorry, mate. Yeah, so with the breeze today, that was a 3 or 4 goal breeze to one end.
Yep.
With your kick-ins, is it a plan to go short into the breeze and then long with the breeze, or is it just sort of the way it panned out?
Oh, I think, yeah, probably just the way it panned out. Like, I think at times St Albans defended really well and they were hard to crack, especially coming into the wind. I thought, you know, the last 10 minutes of that third quarter, they really hemmed us in, our defensive 50, and, yeah, they were tough to crack. But, yeah, we probably played into their hands a little bit as well. So, yeah, we'll have a look at that on the weekend and try and rectify that.
Colac next week. Matty, another good test down there.
Yeah, it's always a test against Colac. They're a class football club, always have been, since I can remember. But me, on a personal note, I love getting down to Colac. That's where my family's from, so...
The weather will be like this now, I reckon.
Yeah,
Spencey.
You'll be used to it down there. It's okay.
Yeah, but that's all right. You know, we like to embrace the whatever conditions they are. Nah, look, it's all good fun, so...
That's why we play.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not anymore, but...
All right, Kingy, wrap things up down there.
Yes, we better let Matty go and enjoy a couple of quiet lemonades and get out of the cold. He's got his jumper on still and his boots still on, but we'll let him go.
No, thanks, boys, and thanks for everything K-Rock does for local footy. I just think it's fantastic, and, you know, everyone loves it, so just keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Matty. Appreciate that. Gee, I tell you what, I wish I still had the Leopold 100 Sport Dollar Sporty.
He
Matty as well.
He went early, Nico.
Back to you, boys.
Thanks, Kingy. And thanks to Matt Spence, the captain of the Lara Footy Club there downstairs with Kingy.
For Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, the post-game interview.